We're going to hear now from the Ely School.
Hello from Ely Memorial Middle School on the edge of the Boundary Waters. This is the phonology report written by Sylvia for the week of October 26th through November 1st. My name is Otto and I'm your phonologist for today. This past week has been quite chilly with more snow. When we walked into the schoolyard to check for any phonology changes, as we walked, the snow clumps underneath our feet separated, forming a path as we walked, showing winter is almost here. Our high this week was around 62 degrees. Our mountain ash is the only deciduous tree still holding onto its leaves in our schoolyard. Jane saw a bear and Ella saw lots of deer. John saw a mouse, Bryce saw a wolf, and Sylvia saw two bald eagles flying away from each other over the tree tops. Evie saw a blue jay, and Chance saw a small fox. Cass's parents hit a bear, but it ran off into the woods. It didn't die. Mandy saw a frog hibernating under moss in the woods, took a picture, and the class was challenged to identify how it was related to phonology. Brandon saw white and brown snowshoe hare. Lastly, Ozzy's grandpa saw a buck. Somebody saw crows and ravens. For insects this week, there aren't many, but Allison saw a dragonfly flying on Monday. Tyler F. saw Minnesota's largest bug, the giant water beetle, while he was standing on the dock with his dad one dark night. This concludes our phonology report. Be observant wherever you are and enjoy your week.
Good job, Otto. Thank you so much. Chilly and snowy in Ely. That's pretty well describes the entire northern half of the state, I would say. The mountain ash still has leaves. You can tell the trees that aren't native to northern Minnesota by the fact that many of them still have their leaves. A number of bear were seen, including one that was struck by a car but recovered. He's going to go to bed with a sore butt, I imagine. Wolves, a frog found under some moss in the woods. That was really interesting. I'd like to know which species of frog, but I suspect a wood frog. It could be a tree frog or a boreal chorus frog, or it could even be a spring peeper. But the latter two are very small frogs, and I think that would have been pretty obvious. Still one dragonfly flying around out there in the Ely area. I suspect that we are probably coming near the end of the dragonfly season. I think my latest observation for dragonflies is the 5th of November. And the giant water bug. Yeah, those things they're on their nuptial flights. They're looking for a date, flying around a little bit. This one's still in the water. I remember one year just after the lake froze up, there was one walking upside down on the underside of the ice sheet.